Krishna Nika Komadi, Third Ray of Light, Morning Pastimes, Patalila, 6 to 8:36 a.m. Entering the dining hall. Colorful festoons and tapestries fill the royal dining hall with festive vibrations. Many jewel-laid bowls of vegetable preparations sit along the edge of the gem-studded dining tables. Behind the vegetables are numerous bowls of delicious sweets and rows of milk products arrayed in golden bowls. Radhasakis create a wonderful atmosphere by artistically arranging the preparations in a half circle and other designs. In the middle of everything, they place a golden platter containing a huge amount of aromatic white rice dripping with ghee. On the right side, there is a plate of condiments containing ghee, lemon slices, pickles, ginger, mango, and mustard sauce. There are jugs of camphor-scented drinking water waiting next to the condiments. Upon seeing Radha's expertise in cooking and the amazing arrangements of the sakis, Mother Yashoda sends a nurse to bring Krishna and Balaram. Being called by the nurse, Krishna and Balaram eagerly walk to the hall. The breakfast. Krishna, wearing splendid yellow cloth, offers respects to Mother Yashoda and under her direction allows some young girls to wash his feet and offer water for rinsing his mouth. Yashoda reels with joy upon seeing this. Krishna sits down and becomes completely astonished to see all the delectable preparations. Then Krishna, his Brahmin friend Madhumango, Balaram and the cowherd boys accept water in their hands, Argya, as part of the dining ritual. The water in Krishna's hand turns red from the radiance of his lotus palm. The boys start eating after various mothers pronounce blessings. May this meal turn into nectar. Rohini and Mother Yashoda serve the food in the proper order and Krishna eats accordingly. The food preparations taste so good that Krishna cannot stop eating them once he starts. Although Krishna desires and has the ability to devour each item, he is afraid that his onlookers may criticize him for being a glutton. Therefore, he only tastes a little of each preparation. Balaram and the other cowherd boys loudly praise the expertise of the cooking. Krishna keeps quiet, but within his mind he repeats, "Very delicious, very delicious." There are many preparations in huge quantities, and after sampling a little payas of sweet milk rice, Krishna wants to eat them all. To satisfy Yashoda and attract the attention of that expert cook named Radha, Krishna eats the spinach and other items with great gusto. Krishna's jokes and sweet words give immense pleasure to all his friends. Krishna says, "Listen, boys, eat, eat. Don't leave anything behind." Although Krishna eats each vegetable preparation with a little rice, his greed to enjoy each item remains unsatisfied. While praising each of his favorite cakes and milk sweets, Krishna eats them with great happiness. Mother Yashoda and Rohini implore Krishna, "Eat more, eat more." But Krishna pretends to be full, though internally he can never be satisfied. After finishing his meal, Krishna washes and dries his lotus feet, hands, and mouth. Then he chews some spices and tambula before lying down on a soft bed suitable for the gods. As Krishna happily sleeps, Vishakha and others take a cue from Radha to collect Krishna's remnants in a bowl and distribute them to the young male and female servants. The sakis ponder, how can Radha take Krishna's remnants when Nanda, Yashoda, and all their friends have not yet eaten? The sakis wait patiently beside Radha, even though they want to take her to the resting place and massage her lotus feet to remove the fatigue of cooking. Understanding the mood of the sakis, Yashoda says, "Take Radha to the resting room now, and later I will call her to the dining room." The sakis quickly escort Radha to her room so that she can see Krishna leaving for the forest.
Jesus.